The College Football Experience Bowling Green Falcons 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download. And right now, we are giving away $250 in our U.S. Open contest that. I mean, come on, get over there. Just download the SGPN app in the App Store, Google Play Store, and hit contest, and you're good to go. So let it ride.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Boston College. No, Bowling Green Falcons season preview. If you're wondering why I almost said Boston College, it's because we're breaking down all 131 FBS teams. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, a solo podcast for every single team in the land. And we are here to talk Bowling Green Falcon Kaka. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for Former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi, well, throw a bar.
It's Division One football.
Yeah, shout out to Dan Hawkins. We are joined by a third man in the booth, the DFS god himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, guys?
The best looking man, the best dressed man, long limousines, jet airplanes, custom made clothes, and any woman in the world I want. Just like that.
I don't even feel secure with that. I thought I was playing the different Ric Flair one. I'm dropping the best looking man. Jeez. All right.
I'll take it.
Scott Leffler. He might think he's the best looking man.
You can debate that for yourself.
Subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube. But Scott Leffler might feel like he's the best looking man, because guess what? He's not fired yet. He's in year four. Look, everyone's you get a short leash now in 2022 everywhere but Bowling Green, Ohio. All right. So shout out to Scott Leffler. He is what are we doing? He's 7-22 as a head football coach,
which is still better than his predecessor, who has two more games on his resume. 7-24, Mike Jinx. So. He's kind of the
you
best
can't
thing.
Hire that, a coach named Jinx.
Yeah. All
right. From the start. One. Hey, Bowling Green, call me.
Never bet on a coach named Jinx either.
Yes. Yes. I mean, this is a school that normally, I mean, when you look back at Urban Meyer, at Greg Brandon, when you look at Dave Clawson and Dino Babers, they normally have been cutting edge when it comes to coaching. But they also had Brian Van Gorder as part of that staff, as you know, he called out the triple option, and then Paul Johnson ran for what was that, 700 yards against Louisville?
Thereabouts. what are they, 66 runs and one pass that year.
Yeah. Fantastic. Shout out to Paul Johnson, elected into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Boom.
Shout
Boom.
Out to Paul Johnson.
Well deserved.
And I'll do it on a Bowling Green podcast, even though Van Gorder's not there. All right. I'll mention that. So here we are, Scotty Leffler, 7-22.
To be fair, you've always said throw out the COVID season. They went 0-5 the COVID season. Okay.
So definitely need to throw that one out.
17.
Okay. And last year, he did knock off the Minnesota Golden Gophers in one of the most amazing performances ever, because they were 30.5 point dogs. And they only had 170 yards of offense and they won.
Was it 14-10? I want to say, was that the score?
14-10. I got the box score right here.
He was 2-2 with a win at Minnesota. We were eating crow pretty early on last year.
Their leading rusher ran for 20 yards. Bowling Green. And they got the W.
That's what I love. No one circles the wagons like the Bowling Green Falcons. There's already speculation. I read an article on 24/7 Sports that Urban Meyer could be their next head coach. Don't you love when you read an article when you're still employed as the head coach that they're already hiring? I can't wait to I read one that they've hired a new host for the College Football Experience as I'm doing a show.
Yeah, that'll be your ad read.
Yeah. I'm friends with a comedian. Shout out to my guy Ed Steinfeld. Ed Steinfeld was a weatherman in Las Vegas. And he found out he was being fired right before he went live. So he drew a gigantic dick on the screen.
On the telestrator.
Yeah, on the telestrator. And he got blacklisted from doing weather. But shout out to Ed Steinfeld. Went out like a champ. All right. That's so true. Scott Leffler, maybe you can pull an Ed Steinfeld. All right.
Well, look, hey, when you look at what they did last year, you know, a surprising 4-win season, and you look at what they have coming back.
was that surprising?
I think it was after 0 wins in 2020. Sure, I think 4-8 was surprising.
Let's give them credit.
They still lost to Akron.
I was surprised. Yeah. I think last year when we did their preview, I think the total was at like 2.5. I think we all went under.
I think it might've been 3, but
well, I think we all went under either way. We were wrong.
Who did they beat? The Minnesota one was a blunder.
Murray State, and they beat Buffalo and Ohio.
They dropped 56 points on Buffalo.
But Buffalo and Ohio weren't very good last year. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And they lost to Akron by double digits, which is almost impossible to do.
But let's face it, the MAC East is the worst division in college football this year.
And check this out. Scotty Leffler's bringing back a ton. Was it 17 starters out of a possible 22?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, you know, some people, how they, you know, break down returning production, they're number one in the nation, 92%, 95% on offense, 88% on defense. They got a lot of guys coming back.
There's two ways to look at that. Let me get into this. Let me hop into this. Cause Greg Nassal and Max Warner, they have two offensive coordinators. And let me tell you, they still can't get fucking yards. All right. Maybe they need to hire two more. All right. Because get four offensive coordinators going. They were 109th in scoring offense, 120th in rushing offense, 82nd in passing, coming up a little bit, 117th in total offense. They do get third year starter Matt McDonald back. I believe he's from Newport Beach, California. He's back at quarterback. They also return 9 starters. He's one of 9. Terrion Stewart is back at the running back position. They got some wide receivers, Tyrone Broden, Austin Osborne coming in, all MAC tight end, Christian Sims, 3 of 5 offensive linemen are back. Patty C, you believing you're starting to fly? You're starting to fly, buddy.
I'll tell you something about these transfer portals, rankings here real quick.
Yeah.
2 years ago in 2020, they were the number 280 team. In terms of talent brought in, I didn't even realize there were 280 teams playing football, period, in the world. But apparently last year, 204, or 2 years ago, 204, and then 2022, 133. Climbing up to the point.
There's still only 131 FBS teams.
Right. That's nothing to be proud of.
But it's a massive improvement, though.
Yeah. Leffler's like, Jackson State's coming on strong. They're coming on strong. I mean, did they really bring in some good talent? I'm pulling up the transfer.
Why you pull it up? you mentioned Matt McDonald, and look, this, he's been around for a while now. He's a senior. This is I think he's only played there for 3 years, but he just needs to play better. He is a lawn chair. First off, the like epitome bring your sun of, like, cream. Average. I mean, he's the starting point. If the offense is going to take strides in 2022, you need better quarterback play, and that starts with Matt McDonald. Obviously, last year he completed 60% of his balls for 2,500 yards, 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. He doesn't provide anything with his legs. He's just kind of there.
Right? Better what than- would you say you do here at Inatech? I'm breaking down this portal, and you're right. Matt McDonald, you know, it's another year of growth. Maybe things will work out. I don't mean to shit on this guy. I mean, he just needs to play better. But
the skill position guys aren't great either. Stewart and Mosley at running back, that's a solid combo. Receivers are a little lacking, so it's not all on him.
Yeah.
But they need better production, obviously.
Well, the transfer portal, we I know we're going all over the place right now, but the transfer portal, they brought in linebacker DJ Taylor from Wake Forest, offensive tackle Marcelo Mendiola from Cincinnati. An Alabama A&M wide receiver, Odu Hilaire.
This is my favorite part of it.
They also brought in Devin Taylor, nice name there, cornerback from Virginia Tech, and safety Chris Bacon from Georgia State. But Patty C, they did have Joey Carroll, offensive tackle, leave. Rico Fry, running back, leave. They had Brian Kilbane Jr., offensive tackle, leave. Cornerback Miles Williamson, leave. Linebacker Aaron Washington, leave. Offensive lineman Christopher Oliver, leave. Quarterback Riley Keller, leave. Jack Wardzala, defensive end, leave. Cody Sparks, quarterback, leave. Fortune Woods, linebacker, leave. Sherman Dabney, safety, leave. Cornerback Elijah Eberhardt, leave. Whew. All right. Everyone left, right? Maybe they didn't get the memo that Leffler's still there.
Right. Maybe they did get that memo.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I can tell you this though, guys, I know we're giving them a hard time, and I think you might be right. If you throw out the COVID year, maybe Leffler does not deserve all this criticism. I can tell you this, with Brian Van Gorder leaving and getting fired / retiring, last year was their first year without Van Gorder. They went out and they hired Eric Lewis, who's this year will be his second year. Eric Lewis, I think, really deserves the head coaching position right now because he did a great job on Minnesota. He really shut down Minnesota. First, considering how bad this defense was 2 years ago, they were the 97th best scoring defense last year, 103rd against the run, which sucks, but that's still a vast improvement. Ninth in the nation against the pass.
Number one in the MAC.
Now, some of that was because if you know you can run on them, why pass the ball? But they were 62nd overall, which is a gigantic jump from the year prior. 8 starters are back on defense. All 3 defensive linemen are back, led by Carl Brooks. 3 of 4 linebackers are back, led by Blaine Spires. And 2 of 4 in the secondary are back, led by free safety Jordan Anderson. And then when you go out and see they landed a Virginia Tech corner, a safety from another school, maybe the Falcons are a defensive team. Maybe this is the 85 Bears in the MAC. You know, I mean, can Leffler put together enough offense to grab some dubs for him? What do you guys make of that defense?
He
did a great job in year one, dude. You got it.
I mean, if you're 100 something in run defense, that's not amazing.
But if you were like 127 the year before, yeah, you come dude, in year one and you're 103, yeah,
60 something. Yes, it's definite progress there. Yeah. I mean, what do you think? Could the other teams be pulling up on them a little bit? Could that account for that to some extent? Or it doesn't look like. It looks like they took some beatings.
Yeah, they still took some beatings.
My fear is that losing half of your secondary, I mean, that was overall the defense was solid, but the best part was the pass defense. and you're losing half of that. Colby mentioned the transfer coming in, who, you know, should help. But I think this defense is going to be adequate again. I don't see them making like a huge jump up. I think it's still, you know, deficient of talent, but I think that the coordinator has obviously proven himself. But let's not get crazy and say they're going to be like a defensive juggernaut.
Well, I'll say this. Looking at this, they were in a lot more competitive games last year, even though a couple teams scored on them. 2 years ago in 2020, I don't see a single game within 25 points on their schedule. So
that's my point, man. Yeah. The guy did a great job
keeping the games closer for sure.
They weren't too far off from making a bowl
last year.
You know, yeah. It's a 3-point loss at home versus South Alabama, a 7-point loss at Kent State. I mean, things could have been a lot different.
Yeah. So maybe Leffler deserves that fourth year. We always lobby that coaches deserve a 4-year shake for the most part. Get your players in there.
And this is the make or break year. You have the most returning production in the country. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
They need a bowl game.
I mean,
at least keep on, maybe a 5-win season is sufficient. Just keep on making little steps.
Yeah.
But not so fast. I'm not sold yet if they're going to have a breakthrough year or not.
Well, we're going to get to that and we're going to talk some recruiting and then go game by game on the schedule. But first we got to get us paid the College Football Experience Bowling Green Falcon preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Manscaped. Gentlemen, Father's Day is right around the corner, and our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure all that father figures out there are going to be kicking ass. All right. And they're going to be looking daddy material. Manscaped's performance package 4.0, which includes their signature lawnmower 4.0, is the perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from head to toe. I'm telling you, it's no dad joke there. Treat them and treat yourself while you're at it, and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. Shake what your mama gave you? No. Shake what your daddy gave you and get Manscaped. Come on now, folks. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. Look, you got to get this thing. Yeah, it's got with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're going to absorb 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet, because IP Vanish helps you browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. All right. Everything. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free, people. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. Kaka, we are back talking Air Force. No. Bowling Green Falcon football. I feel like
you're all over the place.
Boston College Eagles. It's all these birds. Kaka, you know, they get me confused, man. We're talking Bowling Green football. When's the last time you've been bowling, Patty C? Huh?
Been too long.
Yeah.
Shout out to XFL Jim.
Yeah, used to work at a bowling alley in Burbank.
Good man.
Yeah. Free beers.
There, all right,
got to do that. Here we are, but do you want to talk to us about recruiting a little bit, Patty Singh?
Yeah, I'll throw it out there. You know, what's interesting is some of his best recruiting years while he's been there are coming of age right now. The 2018 class was ranked 91st in the nation. And moving forward after that, 129, 89, 110, and 119. So there you go. But listen, that class that's in their fifth year right now was the third in the conference recruiting wise. And the class would be juniors right now. The class of 2020, number two in the conference. So maybe
it's easy to see a tide turn.
There you go. Maybe a little talent, more talent than he's had at his disposal up until now. So
are you starting to buy into the Bowling Green Falcons, NC Nick?
Not really. Let's jump in the schedule. I'll tell you why.
Well, first, let me tell you that Las Vegas has said the over under for the air for the Bowling Green Falcons. Fucking around for the Bowling Green Falcons is at 3.5. 3.5.
What's the juice? What's the juice, man?
Yeah, we can get to that too. But before we dive into the schedule, your first reaction, Nick, on 3.5. Is this another 4-win team?
I think the line is set at a good spot. I think it's fair, you know. And I think it makes sense why there is, you know, why I'm seeing -150 on the over.
It is -140 on the under. +120 on the over that I'm seeing.
You sure about that?
I am. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, maybe I got my wires crossed.
But shop around, perhaps. Actually, don't shop around. We're sponsored by WinBet. And look, you know, listen to us. Next up, let's go game by game on a first thought though. You think it's another 4-win team, Patty C?
I mean, from the sound of it, I can't really do that without taking a quick look at their schedule. Taking one look at their schedule, I think that's a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Hopeful.
Generous.
Generous.
Yeah, generous. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, they beat Minnesota last year.
Optimistic. That's the word I was looking for.
Well, let's hop into it. Week one. You know, I got a text from Sean Stack in the Money Green of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. He said, Colby, let's get tickets to the Bowling Green UCLA game, week one. And I told him,
why?
Fuck. I replied saying, dude, fuck you. I'm watching college football all Saturday, week one. I'm not going to Bowling Green UCLA. All right, because I'll start chanting for Bowling Green and I'll get kicked out of the Rose Bowl because there are a bunch of pussies that work there. Say,
aren't you banned from that stadium?
Yeah, they did write my license number down. And so I might not be allowed to go to the Rose Bowl because there are a bunch, because I was cheering for UCLA too hard. Only at UCLA do you actually, they can't even fill the stadium. Right. And you got one guy who's passionately rooting on UCLA and they kick him out.
Passionately or like obnoxiously drunk?
Well, still, you shouldn't be kicking fans out. You shouldn't be kicking fans out when you have 500 people there.
True. All right? True. Good point.
Keep them. You should give me more alcohol so I stay.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
If they get to 500 people for this Bowling Green UCLA season opener, I would be impressed. So.
Well, look, Dorian Thompson Robinson's back at UCLA. I got UCLA by 27.
Yes. And I'm sorry to bring this up again, but I'm looking again at a different sports book, and now it has over 3.5 at -150, under at +130.
It's all over.
So
the place.
Obviously I guess look around. I think that makes sense though. I think most people are saying, hey, they won four games last year. They're seeing the returning numbers. I think the obvious play is to go over 3.5. Right. And that's why it's -150 or something. So I don't know what's what there, but they lose to UCLA. Definitely.
Yeah. 0-1 go to WinBet. Week two, they're playing. Watch out because the Eastern Kentucky Colonels, you know, they've been, their school president, they've been trying to go FBS. They've been trying. Colonels, this is a nice, you know, Bowling Green is close to Kentucky. I flew into, isn't that the Bowling Green Airport? That's right there.
No, there's two different Bowling Greens. There's a Bowling Green, Kentucky,
and a Bowling.
How's their football team?
I don't know. I've driven through Bowling Green, Ohio. It's not that close to Kentucky. There's not much there.
Well, how about this? Eastern Michigan was 7-4 a season ago. They lost to Louisville 30-3, but there's two ways to look at that. They only held there. They held Louisville to 30 points, and they almost, they played Sam Houston State tough.
Any chance that Eastern Kentucky?
I mean, this is one. This is one I chalked up as a win for Bowling Green. Now you are our FCS correspondent, so you tell me about Eastern Kentucky.
But I think it could be a game. It could be a game. I'm going to take Bowling Green with that many starters coming back.
Yeah,
but it would not shock me if this was like 17-17 in the fourth quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Eastern Kentucky. I'm looking back several years now. Granted, some of these teams, Marshall, Louisville, whatever. They get absolutely rolled whenever they played FBS team. So I got
is Bowling Green an FBS caliber team?
Not from a recruiting. You're mentioning
Marshall and Louisville.
Yeah, those are actually decent programs. Yeah, it might be a close game. Might be a 7-point game here, but I got to go Bowling Green.
I'm gonna go Bowling Green too. So 1-1, and then speaking of Marshall, they come to Dwight Perry Stadium. Dwight Perry Stadium, which is right off of the freeway, apparently. NC Nick says it's beautiful. It's not a dome.
It's not.
It's not a dome. So shout out to Bowling Green.
It's outdoors.
I'll donate to you keeping that thing outdoors. Marshall Thundering Herd. They're gonna. Marshall's gonna win, right? I got Marshall by two touchdowns, right?
Yeah. Yeah. At
least. So 1-2, and then they're at Mississippi State. A little regional battle here. Going down to Davis Wade Stadium in Starkville. That's a win for Mississippi State. So 1-3.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would take something monumental for them to be 2-2 in the non-con slate. It's a definite 1-3. Let's just say it's more possible or more probable they're 0-4 rather than 2-2.
Yes.
Yes. And get this, at Mississippi State, followed up by at Akron. So a back-to-back away. And by the way, Akron, Tom Arth's not their coach there, but maybe he should be, because Tom Arth was 2-0 against Bowling Green the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Those were his only wins, I think, as Akron football coach. But here we go.
Only FBS wins.
Yeah, only FBS wins. Joe Moorhead and like half of the SEC come into Akron. I'm taking Akron to beat Bowling Green in Akron, Ohio.
3 in a row. For the Zips?
3 in a row for the Zips. What are you guys doing here?
Yeah, you got to have Moorhead with a huge X's and O's advantage.
And catching them the week after Mississippi State. They're going to get beat up down there.
Right. And at Akron. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the Zips.
I think that almost seals the under here.
So that's 1-4. But here, I see opportunity here.
They could beat Buffalo.
Yeah, they dropped 56 on them last year, and they weren't even at Dwight. All right. So, so the Bulls got to come into Dwight. Do I smell an upset?
Would this be considered an upset?
I think I might get Bowling Green this one.
Buffalo was 4-8 as well last year. So pretty evenly matched teams. 56-44, like you mentioned. Another 100-point shootout on the horizon potentially. But I'll roll with you guys. Let's go Bowling Green.
Give me Bowling Green between this and Miami, Ohio. They're gonna get one of those. All right. Because no one goes into Dwight and just and just sweeps them. I'm going to go ahead and say between Miami, Ohio and Buffalo, they'll get one of those.
Well, first off, they're not beating Miami of Ohio. I think the Redhawks might be the crop of the East.
The cream
of the crop.
You start talking crazy after you get on the Dwight, you start talking crazy.
The Buffalo game is, I think it's a 50-50 game, but I'm going to give that to the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to them too. They lose to Miami, Ohio. They get Buffalo. Patty C, you got them winning both?
Miami was 7-6 last year.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them, I think they get Buffalo. I think Miami gets them.
All right. Then they go to Central Michigan, which I think they're actually going to be the cream of this conference. McElwain doing a good job there in Mount Pleasant.
Yep.
At Kelly Short Stadium. They're going to lose that one. So I got them at 2-6 to start the season. You guys got
Michigan 9-4 last year. That's a big hill to climb.
Then they get a bye week, and then they're hosting Western Michigan at the Dwight, and Stone Hallenbach, Alabama transfer at quarterback for Western Michigan, perhaps, is going to come into the Dwight and see if they can get the dub. Who are you taking here, guys? I'm on the Broncos. They won at Pitt last year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Give me Western Michigan.
They lost a lot. Ellaby's gone. Yeah. I think there's a chance Bowling Green can win one more of these last two home games, but I'll favor the Broncos.
Well, I can tell you this, Sean Lewis and Kent State, That offense moves. I'm taking Kent State to beat Bowling Green.
Same here.
So that's 2-8.
Yeah.
They go to the Glass Bowl to take on Toledo. 2-9.
Most likely.
Then the big one. Well, actually, no, the under's already hit. The under's already hit, but the final game of the season at Ohio, folks. What are we doing here?
See, the problem is they're two like winnable road games, or is that Akron and at Ohio, and they're both second of back-to-back road trips.
Yeah.
So the schedule does not break out very good for Bowling Green this year. They really only have one winnable game out of conference. I think they lose to Ohio. I think they're a 2 or a 3 win team this year.
I was about to say, best case scenario, they win that and they win 3.
Yeah, right? I'm on the under, not to get ahead of ourselves. And I think you're getting plus juice, but I guess it depends on the book. But I'm on the under here.
I'm going to say this,
you taking the over?
I'm taking the under. I'm tempted to lock the under, but we may be sleeping on the history and the potential of Bowling Green. Like we said, they had some good coaches before. Looking up some of their rivalries, they've had a winning record since all these teams went FBS in 1962 against Kent State, against Ohio, against Western Michigan, against Eastern Michigan, against Ball State, against Akron, 50-50 against Northern Illinois, against Marshall, against Buffalo. Almost their whole schedule, traditionally, they've dominated these teams. Not dominated, but gotten the better of. So maybe a return to glory under Scott Leffler this year. Probably
sometimes
not.
Maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
That's an appropriate use for that.
Look, they went to 3 straight MAC championships games from 2013 to 2015. They're not that far removed from being a quality program.
That's what makes the MAC so great, isn't it?
I love pretty the MAC. Much. Yeah. I love the MAC, man. And those two, they should do those Tuesday, Wednesday MAC games all year long, not just in late fucking October and early November. Do it all year long. All right, we're all on the under. Guys, do you think this is lock worthy almost?
It's close. It's close.
But could this be on our lock episode come August?
It potentially could.
All right, stay tuned, folks. Well, subscribe to the College Football Experience because we break down every single team in the land. Yes, all 131 teams subscribe. We're on YouTube. All right, so check us out there. And look, we're on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. And look, if you give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot of your review, find us on there, DM us at one of the two, and we will send you a brand new College Football Experience t-shirt. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. The Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow, folks. And like I said, there's so many great podcasts that we have on this platform. So get the SGPN app, a lot of free contests, free giveaways we do. Me, Patty C, and NC Nick also host the College Basketball Experience. Bowling Green's had some talented teams over the past couple of years. Last year was kind of they were coming in the season with some expectations. Didn't happen for them. But we host the college basketball experience. I also host the College Baseball Experience, if that's your cup of tea. But also the USFL Gambling Podcast we host, and Canton, Ohio is going to host the USFL playoffs, first season since 1986. You better believe we're going to have you covered. Subscribe, tell a friend. But this is the type of stuff you'll get on the SGPN app is all of our platforms, the MLB Gambling Podcast, the NBA Gambling Podcast, the NFL Gambling Podcast, all of these great platforms that we have. So check that out. I think you'll dig it. And guys, you want to say anything else about the Falcons of Bowling Green?
Kaka.
There you go. You heard it here first.
We're waiting on Urban, baby. Waiting on Urban.
The return of Urban Meyer. So we can go to the bar and grab every girl's ass. Let's do it. Do you think, honestly, he could come back?
Yes. I would be shocked if he did go to Bowling Green and not a much bigger program.
You're crazy.
No. See, I agree and disagree. I think he can come back, but it has to be at a very smaller school first.
Don't feel like his offense was that bad.
The Zach Smith stuff?
That was like 5 years ago.
People have a short memory these days.
Yeah, right now you have a player on Jacksonville Jaguars that is suing him for him kicking him.
That guy's getting his bag.
It doesn't matter. It's the public perception, buddy.
You know what the public perception? Hugh Freeze will be back in freaking.
He's at strip clubs. I mean, that's the American way, right?
No, he's using his phone to get prostitutes. He's using the school phone to get prostitutes.
Am I not? Strip clubs.
Okay. It's not exactly the same thing.
How's that worse than what Urban did?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Urban didn't do anything.
No, he didn't.
He grabbed
reprimand.
A girl's butt. He
no,
didn't
the Zach Smith.
Solicit prostitution.
And he kicked,
that
he looked kicked
consensual. Using the school phone.
What's that look consensual?
and he kicked a player. And he allowed a coach to beat his wife.
Well, but he was hired by the Browns before, you know, after all that happened.
Yeah.
The Browns?
The Jags.
The Jags, whatever. Browns, Jags.
Same difference.
Both this is a college football experience. Yeah,
this is the college football experience. We're losing credibility as we go along. Subscribe, tell a friend, folks. This is the Bowling Green Falcons season preview. You better start thinking about yours. Ka-ka! Somewhere.